Now it's 7:19. We get another look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Two long, slow stretches of I-15, Amanda. One from Bankator Highway Draper to 106 South in Sandy. The other, it starts about the 215 interchange, gets really bad right after 45th South Murray, and then it starts to thin out as you get closer to 33rd South. We had a crash a little earlier just before the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake that really contributed to that. And I'm looking at some 215 northbound delays on the East Belt from Knudsen's Corner up to about 45th South going up the hill on the East Bench. Eric Butler.
If you're making your way over to the freeway out of Provo, Center Street, University Avenue, both look good. A little bit of slowing on University Parkway in Orem. This is right past Main Street before you get over to UVU. I-15 looking good in Utah County right now with no accidents or delays right up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We've got a lot of really slow traffic. It's unusual this time of the morning through Clearfield. So this will start just after 650 North exit all the way past 700 South. I don't know if we have an accident or not there. It might just be leftover residual delays from an earlier crash down in Layton. But once you get past it, speeds improve until you hit right about Woods Cross, and you start getting really heavy and start slowing down again the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.